2019 National FFA Convention, Indianapolis again. You indicated on stage that it's going to be Indianapolis for a long, long time, out to 2031.
It is. We went through quite a process over the recent months in evaluating where we wanted to be from 2025 through 2031. Indianapolis has been a great home for us, and while we had a lot of cities express an interest and do a really great job in presenting themselves, Indianapolis is home for us, and we'll be here, as you say, until 2031.
One of the words that you used several times in your presentation, kind of a state of the state for FFA at this opening kickoff luncheon just a few moments ago, you talked about momentum. What's exciting in your mind regarding FFA today?
We have worked diligently over the last recent years to make sure FFA is going to be a relevant organization into the 21st century. And I think those efforts, from stabilizing our financial situation to paying off over $8 million in debt, but also in creating a generation of young people that are going to take on agriculture with gusto. And so sponsors, donors, prospects are looking at us and saying, those young people are, in fact, the future of agriculture, and we want to be part of that bandwagon. How do we jump on that?
You also talked about the membership numbers that continue to grow. Pretty significantly, just in the last couple of years, since you took over as CEO, 700,000, that's an amazing number.
It is an amazing number, and I think back to when I was an FFA member a long time ago, that was almost an unthinkable number of young people that would be part of FFA. But 700,000 members this year, and I think still an opportunity for us to grow. We are finding our way not only in growing in rural areas, but also in urban centers. And so as we continue to work to attract young people to the organization, I think we still have a very, very bright future.
You talked a little bit about kind of that, I guess, yin and yang as far as the technical side of things, the production side of things, the leadership type side of things. FFA is so well known for both of those.
Well, what we have, I think the real secret sauce that we have is FFA's integral nature in classroom agriculture instruction. So our students are in ag classes where they are learning the nuts and bolts of agriculture and technology and science and engineering. FFA then supplements their classroom activity with all the leadership parts. How do they present themselves? How do they make a speech? How do they run a meeting? And then when they can apply those skills in real-life, work-based jobs, that creates a really unique environment for young people to flourish and for FFA to grow.
In your mind, where does this organization need to go? Where do you think it's going over the next 10 years or so?
Well, we'll celebrate our centennial in 2028, and we have made it clear that while 700,000 young people are members today, there are over 1 million young people that are students in agricultural education. So that means we have about a 70% market share. And I think we have an opportunity to reach those other 300,000 students and engage them in the work that we're doing and the activities that we present to students. And we do that not because we want to grow the numbers, but because we want to have an impact on their lives. And so we're taking down the barriers and doing everything we can to remain relevant and continue to grow and be the kind of an organization that young people want to be a part of.
Final word, that word that you just brought up, relevant. FFA seems to still be relevant.
Well, we do, and I believe that 31 years ago, when individuals said we want to refer to ourselves more as FFA than the Future Farmers of America, that wasn't about saying that we are in any way trying to distance ourselves from our production ag heritage. In fact, what it means is that FFA is a broad range of careers in agriculture. And so our young people can see that not only can they have careers in ag, they have opportunities in four-year schools, two-year schools, the military, and some of them are prepared to go to work right out of high school. And that's the kind of an organization that we want to be for a broad range of young people.
Mark Pischel, the Chief Executive Officer of the National FFA Organization. On the Oklahoma Farm Report in Indianapolis, I'm Ron Hayes.